that it'd be a cool accomplishment? Or?
Yeah, I think it'll be a cool accomplishment. Of course, I've set a lot of individual goals, but I haven't reached any of them yet.
The last player to do was Randy Moss, one of your favorite players. So what does that kind of mean to you to reach that milestone? And it's been 10 years for the Raiders, period.
It means a lot to accomplish something that hasn't been accomplished in a long time. Grateful.
Are stats something that you keep track of?
Yeah.
So you know you're 80 yards away, exactly?
Yeah.
Obviously, Crabtree's in the mix, too, to get to 1,000. Would that mean a lot for both you guys to top that mark, especially since it's been so long since anybody of this franchise has done it?
Yeah, it will mean a lot. It will mean, you know, we have two productive receivers on the team, and that's always a good thing.
What did you take out of the first meetings against these guys in their defense? What did you see from them, and what makes them as tough as they are?
Well, they have a great defensive line. They get to the quarterback really fast, and it helps out their secondary. And that's pretty much what I've taken from the first meeting.
Before the season began, you guys set goals of, you know, winning the division and making it to the playoffs. And right now, since those goals are out of reach, how do you approach these final four games?
I mean, it's a competition. Not anything. Anytime you go into a competition, you want to win, and that's how we approach it.
Does the fact that a winning record is still out there, is that something you guys want to strive for? I mean, you never know, 9-7 might be enough to get you guys in the playoffs. And so is that a big thing you guys are just focusing on?
Exactly. Yep.
What's your impression of Calvin Ridley? How much have you gotten to watch him this year?
He's great. I've been watching him before he was at Alabama. When he was in high school, since I've known he was an Alabama recruit.